Hello, this is 5 minutes with the prophet as the word of God, episode 146, and we are going along with our fundamental scripture in Hebrews 4:12. Let's say together, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Then James 1:22 is what we use in boxing up Hebrews 4:12. We want to understand it further. It says in James 1:22, very short verse. Let's go. If you mean listen to me, then you can say it often. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Oh, you are not in self-delusion if you are a doer of the word. So, in the previous episode, I said to you that the one who is the new creation, born again believer, when you accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, it's not that your sins were just forgiven. No, no, no. And in fact, some people even don't know there's a difference between remission of sins. Bible talks about remission of sins. Remember, he was in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 18 says that he was in Christ. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their sins to them. So even the world, God was not imputing the sins of the world to them. What about his own children when you become born again? So you have remission of sins where God forgets about your sin, just as if you have never sinned. That's what we call justification. And then we have a forgiveness of sin. But that is not what we get when we become born again. That is not the main thing, is that you become a new creation. That's why 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So when you are in Christ, you are a new creation. When you are a new creation, it means that the life of God and the nature of God has come to dwell in your spirit. And when they came into you, they recreated you. So that's what it's a new creation. You are born again. The old things are passed away. What is there now has never been before. You are like a child who has never sinned before. You are a new creation. And I said to you that the new creation does not work iniquity, because we're looking at Matthew 7, isn't it? We've been looking at Matthew 7 when people come to him and say, Lord, Lord, and say, I do not know you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. And I said that when you're a worker of iniquity, is you cannot be a new creation and at the same time be a worker of iniquity. Okay, so when you go to 1 John 3 there's John Gospel according to John, and then there is 1 John Epistle, 1 John 3:6. Listen to what it says. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither knoweth him. Let me start from verse 4. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, so I'm reading 1 John 3:7 now. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he, the Jesus, is righteous. Then verse 8, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. So then verse 9, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. He cannot sin because he's born of God. So it's not that you do not make mistakes, you do not sin, but it is not your way of life. You don't have a factory of sin in you that is churning out the sin. If I want to get rid of a factory that is producing powdered soap so that I can produce sweets, I can produce toffees and candies and cakes, what do I do? I cannot just use the same vessels that I used to produce the powdered soap, to produce the, imagine, the basin for the powdered soap, the sulfur and all that was in the basin. That's what I'm using to produce candy, and I'm using to bake cakes. It will not work. In fact, the machinery that is there is not meant for baking. I would have to change everything all over again. That is what Jesus did. When he knew that I was not coming to produce sin, he had to bring in a new machine altogether and an entirely new place. And somebody said he threw a bomb, B-O-M-B, into what was there, which was producing the sin, committing the sin, producing, working out the sin. He threw a bomb there and blasted it and destroyed it. Well, it was like a suicide bomber. He died with it. Jesus died with that thing so that he could produce a new factory that produces what? Righteousness. You're so blessed. Bye.